I live in the Midwest, and everybody knows in Wisconsin, the weather can be very frightful. And those snowflakes, very delightful. let us know. And even when it's not snowing, I mean, we get days of like no sunlight, you know, and it's like vitamin D gets sucked out of your body. We all know you need vitamin D. Everybody gets very vitamin D deficient around here. Vitamin D is crucial. So I recommend, if you don't have a vitamin D supplement, add it to that pill, that little pill organizer. Get that added. Welcome back to your weekly dose of transformation. Transform you family, my transformers. Grab your notebook, your favorite beverage, and get ready to dive deep into real talk, actionable steps, and a whole lot of heart. I'm your guy, Marcus Hart. Welcome to Transform You Live Show. Let me ask you a question. If you are fighting PTSD, raise your hand. If you have felt like a walking zombie, exhausted, but that moment your head hits the pillow, your brain turns into a nonstop worry fest. Or maybe, just maybe, you're the opposite. Sleep feels like an escape, but it never leaves you resting. Today, we're going to be breaking down why sleep is such a battlefield with PTSD and what you can actually do about it. I'm Marcus, and as someone who's been there, of course, and as someone who's been there, I'm going to be sharing some tools that go way beyond the usual warm milk. You know, they tell you just drink some warm milk. Or my favorite, when I first got back from the military and I finally made that trip into the VA, here's a sleeping pill. You know, that advice, they just shook you down and emptied your pockets and filled your pockets up with all the different kinds of sleep medication they can give you. They gave you sleep medication too while you were still in the military. I remember those horror stories. And I hear of civilians. I still call people civilians. God rest my soul. Civilians taking Ambien and, oh, God. But anyways, this is a vicious cycle, you know. Here's the thing nobody tells you. PTSD messes with your sleep, people. And it messes up sleep. And messed up sleep makes PTSD symptoms worse. If you got trauma, you're going to have your symptoms this big. It's a feedback loop of hell. Let's unpack why this happens. Now, let me take you back a little bit. And let me tell you, not so far back, because I was experiencing this not that long ago, because I live in the good old state of Wisconsin. I live in the Midwest, and everybody knows in Wisconsin, the weather can be very frightful, and those snowflakes, very delightful. Let us know. And even when it's not snowing, I mean, we get days of like no sunlight, you know, and it's like the vitamin D gets sucked out of your body. We all know you need vitamin D. Everybody gets very vitamin D deficient around here. Vitamin D is crucial. So I recommend, if you don't have a vitamin D supplement, add it to that pill, that little pill organizer. Get that added. Sometimes I pop about four of those things, and then I get the weird question asked when they do my blood work. Why do you have such a high level of vitamin D in your blood? Yeah, because there's no sun sometimes. There's not enough. And if there is sun, ain't nobody going outside to take a walk in that cold weather when the dew point is negative 20 degrees? Not me. And as I was saying, as you were, my people, this really throws off your sleep cycle like crazy. And when your sleep cycle is thrown off, and you're feeling very exhausted throughout the day, you start taking these extra unnecessary naps. And then as you go to lay your head down, you don't feel tired. So I was feeling like that like all last week, where I was taking these unnecessary kitty naps, and they were happening just randomly. These kitty naps where I'll be working, I'll be editing a video, or just work, just normal stuff, and then all of a sudden I'm just dozing off. Yeah, sorry to make the weird noise through the mic. I doze off, and then when I get home, I got this knowing in my head that, like, I know it's time to go to sleep, but I didn't finish what I was supposed to finish because I took the kitty nap. So there's that thought. And then the other part of the thought is, yeah, I already feel kind of rested. My body already feels kind of rested. We're going to talk about that. I'm going to get to what we do about it, but just bear with me. Now, the other part of it is, when you have repeated cycles of this, of course, as I was saying, it's going to heighten those symptoms, that those underlying symptoms that you already have worked hard to get managed. They're going to start raising up to surface level, and they want to give you a peekaboo. Going to give you a peekaboo. They're going to pop up. So that's that part of it where you can't get to sleep. And then there's the other part of it where you can just go right to sleep. And you're just going to sleep and waking up feeling like you haven't went to sleep. You know doggone well you have went to sleep. And then you got these strange bags, these dark marks underneath your eyes, looking like a zombie, like how I introduced the show. You're looking like a straight up zombie. Okay, you looking like you supposed to be on that one show. So let's move forward. Okay. Your body is usually on constant alert, even when you're trying to rest. That's a fact. Okay. And then the nightmares. That's another thing. When these symptoms start to bubble up, nightmares start to come back. And we're not talking about bad dreams usually. We're talking about the vivid kind that will literally shake you awake, heart pounding. And I was having this issue where I would confuse anxiety, confuse chest pain, muscle chest pain with like the jolting effect from being woken up from vivid dreams that, like, sometimes I could not even see. And I know a lot of you can relate to this. All right. And then what I was talking about earlier, the feeling very exhausted, it's a trap. And this isn't normal tiredness, everybody. You can like sleep for 12 hours, literally 12 hours, but still feel very drained. And that is danger zone at its best. And when you are sleeping for hours upon hours, and I have literally witnessed my son do this, even though he doesn't have an ounce of PTSD, this really trap anyone into a dead end trap where they have the same resemblance of a trapping a cat in a dead end, and the cat got to fight his way out. It's going to impact your mood. It's going to screw up your focus and even your ability to cope. You're going to lose all of your triggers. Well, you're going to lose all of your ways of coping ahead, making those PTSD symptoms, those triggers, even harder to handle. As you were, those triggers that you normally can identify, they're going to be coming left and right at you. You won't even be able to handle them. Okay? All of the tools, all of the different things that you learn in therapy, all of the different things you learn from listening to this podcast or reading the book, The Holistic Guide on Mental Health by Marcus Hart, which I encourage you to go check out if you haven't already. It's going to go out the window, all right? Because you didn't sleep from today all the way into Easter. All right, so let's get into some myth busting sleep hygiene stuff that they always tell you that you should do, okay? And talk more about some practical things, some things that like really started helping me. And yes, the usual sleep tips that they usually prescribe for you, they are usually some BS. BS. Some yes. Yeah. Okay. They just need some tweaking. I'm not going to discount all of them. Some, they work for most people, but it's like putting on a you know, what do you call them? They so a pair of Crocs, you know? Yeah, they not the most appealing, but and most people don't find Crocs most appealing anyways, but some find them comfortable. Some people just find them not appealing. You know, it's just what works for some and some don't work for others. You just might need to tweak them a little bit. You might need to find a Patriot edition of Crocs and sport those and feel a little bit better. So let's bust a bit. Is that naps? Naps always make it worse. That isn't universally true. Although I said earlier that the kitty naps I was taking was making it worse for me. Now, let me explain the nuance behind that, okay? Naps. This is a bit tricky, all right? It's a bit tricky when you think about it. You know, you don't want to develop a habit where you're replacing the naps, you know, with emptying out things that may be like constantly bombarding you. Say, for example, you got a big test coming up. All right. And in that same week, you got to deal with death. You know, you got to go to attend a funeral. And then also that same week, your boyfriend or girlfriend broke up with you. Okay. Now, napping away your life is not going to get rid of those problems. You still gotta find a way to put those things in perspective. Okay, you still gotta find a way to empty out that brain and start working towards actionable things and solutions to deal with the emotional strain that like maybe causing the sleepiness, right? And usually what I recommend is, you know, is like, you know, maybe up in the therapy or and or journaling. Okay. And I got a brand new excuse me. I got a brand new guy that I just released that I'm gonna recommend to all of you who's listening. It's totally free. It's a downloadable PDF that you guys might want to check out. It's very powerful, man. I want you guys to go check it out. You know, I'll leave the link in the bottom of the screen too. I mean, excuse me, the screen. Yeah, I mean, if you watch it on YouTube, of course. But you know, if you're not watching on YouTube, you might want to, check out the link in the episode description. But it's the, you know, the PTSD Foundation. It's a free music. It's part of my PTSD Foundation's edition. Part of my PTSD Foundation's products. It's a free music and writing prompts, you know, plus guide. Check it out, okay? But naps, though. Where naps are pretty cool, you know, you wanna not nap for more than, and I recommend not napping more than like, I say it tops 20 minutes, okay? And no less than 5 minutes. Take 5 minute naps, 20, 10 minute naps, no more than 20. So make things, if you want to make things more actionable, not generic. Instead of relaxing bedtime routine, try this specific technique for when your mind races. Give, you know, like, you know, you want to, when it comes to getting yourself relaxed for bedtime, you want to slip into like your most relaxing fitting PJs. You want to make it a ritual, okay? Bedtime needs to be a ritual, okay? Where you get into your relaxing, most relaxing PJs, okay? Most people wear the same PJs every day. Hey man, if you don't own more than one pair of PJs, take the time out to invest in more than one pair of PJs. Okay? You should be changing out your PJs like at least three times a week. I find it when you have clean clothes going to bed, you feel a lot better. You know, you feel renewed. You know, if you can at least make an effort, an honest effort for three times a week, I would say more than that, you feel a lot better. You know, I give one more important tip. Also, try also to avoid electronics. When? Marcus, you gonna tell us when? Yeah. At least I try to avoid electronics 30 minutes away from bedtime, 30 minutes away. Okay, I know that's hard, but if you can, put that phone on the other side of the room. Put it on the other side of the room. And turn the alarm on, put it on sleep mode, turn the alarm on. Okay. Whoever's calling, they shouldn't be calling you anyways and waking you up out of bed. That's my philosophy. 911 works. They better call 911. There's other people they can call besides you. All right. Y'all got to start understanding that y'all mental health has to be a lot more important than these people who are like, you know, causing your mental health to be worse, okay? Don't let people like ruin your mental health. Don't do that. Don't do that. So let's go beyond, you know, the hygiene. Okay. So those are some easy, those are two easy, you know, to implement steps, tips. go to an understanding of this thing. And if you're looking at me, you know, and watch me now, whenever I got my coat on and hat on, that's because it snowed as of today. This recording, it snowed and it's freezing in my office. And I do got to look cold. That's why I keep coughing. I'm not going to edit this out. I'm sorry. I'm getting over a cold, which can contribute to sleep issues too if you are ill. So take care of your physical body too. So understand. Let's get some understanding. Why can't I just have the willpower to myself? Why can't I just willpower myself to sleep? Right? You can't. You can't just have the willpower. You can't just willpower yourself to sleep. So trauma really, it impacts the nervous system, okay? It does. When we go through trauma, when we experience something, you know, traumatic, I'm going to put this as best as I can in the lamest term. All right? When we are exposed to something that scares the hell out of us, that, you know, either scares the living hell out of us or, you know, makes us feel stuck or makes us feel like our life might be lost or our life could have been lost or we've been seriously hurt and damaged emotionally, physically, you know, whatever might have happened. You know, it takes a long time for the nervous system, for the brain to really, you know, piece it all back together. You know, that story replays back, you know, in those nerves, inside of our mind. It replays back. You know, there's certain things that cause it to replay back. You know, there's certain things that trigger it to replay back. And sleep, unfortunately, is the perfect time for that memory to be replayed back, because during sleep that mind of yours is trying to replace what was lost and it makes sense out of it. But, you know, and unfortunately it's just one of those things that's experts has been still trying to understand it, you know, for decades upon decades, still trying to understand it and trying to reverse this illness. This is a serious illness, you know, likened to a disease, you know, it's terrible. You know, I mean, that's the best way I could put it in layman's terms. That's the best way I can understand it. I mean, you know, you're not doing anything else while you're sleeping. And even while you're sleeping, you know, the subconscious is working. And this is where all of this memory is trapped at, you know, of the whatever the situation that happened, you know, that caused the trauma. And this is where it's most heightened at. And you can't willpower yourself to sleep, you know, unfortunately, no. So you need to build resilience skills. That's where mindfulness come in at. That's where grounding exercises come in at. That's where you need to, you know, do things like progressive relaxation, you know, to relax those muscles that may have been damaged, to relax the mind, do things to relax the mind, like, you know, visualization. You know, visualizing yourself on an island, on a beach, to kind of like, you know, not necessarily trick the mind, but like kind of like, you know, get the mind to like, you know, take an escape or take a vacation away from those things that may be, you know, causing that illness to bombard you, you know. Grounding exercises, you know, grounding yourself. And then that would allow, you know, the body to do what it's supposed to do to get it into a state of where it wants to go to sleep, you know, where it wants to shut down to allow for healthy sleep. And I get it, man. You know, insomnia feels very lonely, you know, and we need to find other people who get it, even for simple check-ins, can like really break that isolation. And that helps, you know, when I got around people who got it and who understood it, it really put it in a better perspective for me. And I think you guys need to do that too. You know, you deserve better rest, and it's not just part of the PTSD, you know. You guys deserve better. And my programs offer in-depth support for this, you know, because sleep is foundational to healing. But even if you're not ready for that step, and excuse me, what else that? My website, it has free resources to get you started. And also, you can find a lot of my podcast there too on the Substack, and that's transformyourlifeshow.substack.com. It's totally free. You know, you don't have to upgrade to a membership to get started. Like I said before, I got a free guide that I'm offering now. The free guide is free music and writing prompts. That's really gonna be crucial and very helpful for you guys to start getting some relief. Okay. You know, let's make it more personal, you know. I also put out a brand new article on 2024 PTSD resources for some of you guys who maybe be looking for resources. We gotta make it more personal. If you got a specific sleep struggle, or you know, if you know someone who's dealing with a sleep struggle, or who have a sleep struggle story that has turned a corner, or you may be an expert for me to collaborate with, you know, maybe get in touch with me, okay? You know, get in touch with me, reach out to me. I would like to hear from you, okay? That's all I got for you. I made this a much longer episode on my own today, and I'm very proud of myself. You guys should be proud of me too. I haven't did that in a while. It tells me that like I'm doing this more consistently now. So that's all I got. Until next time, you guys, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Many blessings and peace to you guys. I'm Marcus. This is the Transform Your Life Show.